The Girl Who Never Was, Memoirs of a Survivor by June Unknown. Why Your Real World Wasn't Ever Mine. Ever since that night in the mall, just about every adult I met who knew my truth acted like they'd rescued me. Hellhole, prison, dungeon. That's what they called my home. To me, it was the world for the first 10 years of my life. And for the next 9 years, I tried desperately to go back. At first, literally. And then when I understood that was a lost cause, figuratively. I hated this real world. Everything moved too fast, sounded so loud I'd be exhausted from my constant startles and jerks. Space made no sense, and I got sick every time I rode in a car or elevator. And the people. So many people. Strangers, all of them. Yet they crowded against me, sometimes touching me, talking at me with words I didn't understand, asking me things I didn't know how to answer. Often, they'd just stare at me with the look Daddy used to get when I was a bad girl and disappointed him, made him redo a picture or video, or just didn't act like a good girl should. Daddy would usually just shrug and ruffle his fingers through my hair, tell me, "It's okay, baby girl," unless I was really, really bad, but I don't like to remember those times. Not these people. They'd get that look. Frown, then talk above me, over my head to whatever adult was around as if I wasn't even there. But they'd never leave me alone. And there were so many rules I didn't know about and no one told me, like wearing dress-up clothes all day and night, all those buttons and zippers and laces and layers, inside out, backward. I had no clue what to do with them all. When it was time for dress-up, Daddy always dressed me. Gentle pushes, arms up, turn around, hold still. There you go. Beautiful. Here, all I got were yelling and spankings and laughed at. Clothes were just the start. Social worker and the grown-ups in the houses I went to, a new one over and over with new daddies and mommies and sometimes other kids. They were the worst. Knew I didn't belong and made me pay for it every minute. They all talked to me about good touch and bad touch, but when you have no idea of the difference between private and public, and the only touch you've ever had came served with declarations of love, I didn't understand. Just like I didn't understand about closing the door when using the toilet or being in there alone. I hated being alone almost as much as I hated being with these noisy, smelly people. Or taking a shower by myself. Or not walking in when someone else was in there. Daddy and I did everything together. He was never, ever out of my sight, day or night. Always within reach. Except when I was a very bad girl and he locked me in the basement, which was almost never. Being sent to my room or forced to sleep in my own bed, all alone, all night long, those were torture. I needed to be with someone, not all these people, not go outside and play with the kids. What was play? I just needed that one person to protect me, keep me warm and safe, make me feel like everything would be okay. I needed my daddy. They looked at me funny every time I asked for him. Looked at me even worse, like I was going to make them cry, when I finally answered all their questions about Daddy and what it was like back home. Even then, they never went to get him or brought me back home, so I stopped talking. Then I got sick all the time. I couldn't ever remember being sick back home with Daddy. The first time, it scared me. I thought I was dying like people on TV. The mommies told me to stop being a baby. It was only a cold. But they still kept taking me to the doctor where bad nurses gave me shots if I didn't have a fever. But then a day later, I would have a fever and feel even worse. Sometimes at night, finally in the quiet but all too alone, I'd let myself cry, making myself more miserable because one of Daddy's rules was baby girls don't cry. And I'd hug myself and pull my fuzzy blanket over my head to block out the rest of the world. I'd try so very hard to pretend it was Daddy holding me tight and keeping me warm, and that he'd still be there in the morning when I woke. The adults all acted like I should thank them, like they were heroes for taking me away from Daddy. Before I met Dr. Helen, a lot of them said it was okay if I was angry and hated Daddy. How could I ever hate him? He loved me, and I loved him. He kept me warm and safe and away from these crazy people and doctors and nurses who stuck me with needles all the time, and social workers who wanted me to talk about things they didn't understand, and from the new daddies and mommies who got so mad at me. One even hit me. And the kids who said mean things and tried to take my fuzzy blanket and make me cry, but I wouldn't let them. I was safe at home with Daddy. Even the few times when I was a very bad girl, and we'd just see about that and give you some time to think about what you did and how you can be a good girl, I never felt scared. Not really. Well, maybe a little. When I was a very bad girl, Daddy would lock me in the basement with no lights I could reach to turn on, and the house would go cold and quiet. So quiet. And I knew he was gone and not coming back until I figured out how to be good again. I'd drink from the sink near the washer and eat cans of tuna fish he kept down there and sit in the dark and think about how to be a better baby girl. The first time it was scary. Not the dark. The being alone for the first time ever. All my life, Daddy was right there, close enough to touch, every second of every single day. I thought I might go crazy that first time left alone. I cried. I couldn't help it, but then, finally, after a long, long, longest time, the door at the top of the steps opened, and the light hurt my eyes, but there he was. So big and strong, glowing like the sun and moon, like he was my whole wide world, and I ran up and leapt into his arms. He always came back, always. And when he did, he always said the magic words, the best words in the whole wide world, the words no one here will ever say, not the way he did, not the way that made my insides glow like a light bulb had been clicked on so bright the light leaked out of me like a song coming straight from my heart. When Daddy came back, he'd pick me up, give me a hug, and say, "I love you, baby girl." No matter how much time has passed, no matter how I know I should feel now that I'm grown and know the truth, how can I ever hate that man?